Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 37 for Friday, August 26th. I'm Jade Marcus. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were down 20 cents to $7 per ton in early activity on Friday. The November contract was down 40 cents at $459 a ton, moving in choppy trade as advances in nearby vegetable oil markets offset gains in the Canadian dollar. Chicago Board of Trade's soy oil was stronger in early activity, while Malaysian palm oil closed higher overnight, which provided spillover support to front canola contracts. However, that support was limited by gains in the Canadian dollar against its U.S. counterpart. Canola's technical bias is to the downside, which could further pressure the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were stronger, while wheat declined. Soybeans were up 2 to 5 cents per bushel on Friday, with the September contract at $10, as investors short covered after yesterday's declines. Strong demand for U.S. soybeans further underpinned the market. However, the expectation for a large upcoming crop capped advances. A crop tour moving across the U.S. is reporting bean pod counts substantially higher than year-ago levels, which pressured prices. Corn prices were up 0.25 cents to 0.75 cents per bushel in early activity, with the September contract at $3.24. Corn was supported by investor short covering despite a number of bearish factors. Demand dropped off last week, according to data from the United States Department of Agriculture, as export sales reached a marketing year low. The expectation for a bumper crop also tempered gains. An ongoing crop tour shows yields in Minnesota and Iowa are expected to be ahead of the three-year average, which is bearish. For wheat, prices were 4 to 7 cents per bushel weaker, with the Chicago September contract at $3.94. Wheat declined as the International Grains Council increased its estimates for global grain production. The IGC expects global wheat production to reach 743 million tons, compared with a previously estimated 735 million tons. However, weakness in the U.S. dollar underpinned the market and limited losses. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, August 26th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.